The sower is the most interesting thing about the parable. He's crazy. He's reckless. He's flinging the seed this way and that and not caring where it lands. He's not the only point of the parable, but he's the principal point of the parable. As we heard the parable this morning in Matthew's Gospel, it's come with an explanation attached to it. It would take an awful lot to persuade me to believe that the explanation is Jesus' own. It's too methodical, it's too cut and dried, it ties things down too exactly. This seed represents exactly this, and this seed represents exactly that, and the parable is worked out. The first part of the Gospel ended with the characteristic words from Jesus, "If you have ears to listen, then listen," which is a challenge to see that there are depths in the parable. The meaning of the different kinds of seeds, that's genuinely there, quite clearly, but the drawing it out as the official interpretation, well, that, I would suggest, is characteristic of Matthew himself, who was, after all, an ex-tax man and liked to have things neatly and nicely docketed and sorted. In the background of the parable is what I think is surely its principal point, the behavior of the sower. And it is the parable of the seed, but it is even more the parable of the sower. The parable of a God who scatters his gifts and his blessings with indiscriminate and reckless abandon, not looking where they will land, trusting simply that some of it will land in good soil, where it will take root and become very fertile. The story that we've heard this morning is a story about the abundant, fantastical generosity of God, to whom be glory, now and to the ages of ages. Amen.